Here we go. Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Ireland's Fittest Family was back on our screens last night. I'm loving it so far this year. And the Hickeys from Malahide were representing the county of Dublin. They are a team of three siblings, Cindy, Ruby and Jodie, and Cindy's son Connor, who is 14 years old. And I am delighted to say Cindy and Connor are joining me this morning on 98FM. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Leanne. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Listen, absolutely loved the episode last night. I'm sure you did as well, eventually seeing it on the TV screens. Cindy, why did you make the decision to apply for Ireland's Fittest Family in the first place?
Well, we are super fans of the show. We all watch it as a family, like in our individual houses. Mm-hmm. And we'd all, like, there, our kids are quite our big fans, so kind of watching it, you're shouting at the telly going, Jeannie Mac, come on, especially when they're pulling a mam up.
Yeah,
like, oh god, I could do that. And we had applied before, but then I broke my foot, so we couldn't.
Oh no.
And then Connor wasn't of the age, so this was the first time. He was 14 last March, so he was just the age,
just
so we applied and said, oh, should we give it a go, see what it was like. And then we kind of couldn't believe him when we got the call back, and then did the fitness test, and then kind of the longer you kind of got into it, you're thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be good. It's going to be
great.
We had great crack when we did it. So yeah, it was great.
So if you're super fans of the show, and obviously it's on season 13 now, there's been many seasons that you have watched gone past. Expectations of it versus the reality now that you've kind of lived it, how does that match up?
Okay, well, you know, watching it on TV, it's going to be hard.
Mm.
You're trying to kind of keep your head in it. That was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Like, we know from, we all do sports, so you know that when, whatever, the ref blows the whistle or when it's go time, you have to go. But it was totally different because you've no preparation for it. Like, you go to the first activity, say the one on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that was the first thing. You're not allowed to practice any of the things before the event. It's straight into it. So as soon as the hooter goes, it was a bit, Jodie came flying out of the up onto the beach. Then me and Ruby had the plan. It kind of went a bit askew. You're mm-hmm. trying to get back in the game. You're looking at the other people and it's just panic, panic, panic. So it looks a whole lot easier. And then you don't see the parts where, like, I got stuck in the net for ages. I couldn't get out. I got stuck by the hair. Then I got stuck by the foot. And we had been doing really well. But it was super fun. I kind of didn't think it'd be as much crack in between. It looked like such hard work. And then when you're not doing well, you're like, oh God, so disappointed.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure what people don't realise is how long you spend filming you know, doing like pretty much a full day, but obviously it's condensed down to the hour.
And because it went on with the Eliminator, our day was much longer
than
usual. Like even it looked long on the TV last night, but like when Mel Hilliard got up, there had been, like, I'd say 30 odd attempts before he got up.
Wow.
He looked like he just ran up.
Whereas like, that's been cut.
up, down, slip, slide.
Well, one person who made it look so easy last night is Connor. You are 14 years of age. When I was watching you last night, you were like a greyhound, like a little whippet running around that field. Connor, how did you find the whole experience?
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot longer than I thought. It was a long day.
Yeah.
Like riding around, but it's a good experience.
Well, you made it look so easy and you're obviously well capable as well. Tell me, are you like a celebrity now in the school? Are all your friends after watching it last night? You have the morning off of school as well.
Yeah, I'll watch it, so.
Okay. I hope that you'll go in now to a big hoo-ha now and they'll all be celebrating you and your big moment on TV last night. We obviously have to talk about your coach as well, Donegh O'Callaghan. He is a great person and comes across so well on the television. Real competitive side, but a bit of crack as well. How did both of you find being coached by him?
Yeah, it's good. He's pretty nice. And he was just giving good advice.
Is he tough?
Yeah.
Tough, but in a good way.
Yeah, he is. Like, to the point, like, in the Eliminator, after, like, he was shouting so much at me because I'm afraid of heights.
Oh no!
So when I was up on top of the wall, I hadn't told him that. He was shouting, roaring at the end. I think he saw the fear in my eye and he came over and he was like, I need to talk to you for a minute because I'm so sorry. I know you said shout at you, but I think I might have taken it a bit far. You look like
you're
going
really?
To cry.
Oh,
I just thought he was going to fall.
He's very
compassionate. Really nice to Connor because I think his daughter is the same age, like she's 14. Mm-hmm. So he kind of understood him. But he was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
lovely coach.
Yeah,
very lucky.
He really does come across that way. Obviously, we have to mention Ruby and Jodie as well. Who out of the four of you, and you can both give an answer for this, is the most competitive? Go on, tell me, Connor, and tell us, be honest.
Probably Jody.
Jody?
Yeah.
And Cindy, who would you say?
I would say it's a toss-up between myself and Jody. When it comes to running, I don't like him to win, and he would chase me. So I would think it is the two of us.
Okay. And if you were to give any advice for people who would have been in the same position as you a couple of years ago, you know, watching the TV, screaming at it, being like, come on, you can do it, thinking of applying for Ireland's Fittest Family, perhaps next year, what advice would you give them?
I would say definitely go for it. Yeah, give it a go. Put your name in the hat. If you're not successful the first time, I would keep trying. It is a wonderful experience. You'll have laughs that you'll never have doing anything else again. It's a wonderful thing that I think will stay with me for a very long time.
Well, it sounds like you had a great experience. It was a joy to watch you last night. Cindy and Connor from the Hickey family of Malahide, thank you for joining me this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. Lowdown.
It is a brand new week, which means that we have to catch up on celebrity stuff from over the weekend and also this morning. And let me tell you, there is a plenty. Shubha Shannon, is that right?
Yes, there is.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Here we are.
Here we are.
Go on, give us some good news now to start us off with this week.
Can I hear your roar?
Roar.
This girl is coming to Dublin.
I hope she sings that.
Does she do the classics?
Does she do the Katy Perry classics? Because a couple of minutes ago we played I Kissed a Girl.
I am praying that she's going to do the classics. If she doesn't, it's just a waste of time even being there. Like, I mean, her new album is not the worst in the world, even though the critics would say otherwise. But you can't beat the classics.
You can't beat the classics. I did like the single that we played here on Friday, Band-Aids, and I listened to it a few times, you know, just to give a kind of like second, third, fourth listen to make sure it was definitely good. I enjoy it. Yeah. Like, the new stuff is not bad at all.
I think that Band-Aids is more like her old stuff. It's like she's finding herself again.
It is. Now, she was in Belfast for a live show only a couple of weeks ago. So what's going here with the gig?
So Katy Perry is set to make her long-awaited Dublin return to Malahide Castle.
She's gone big.
She is gone big. That's going to be the 24th of June, 2026. This is going to be the first time she's coming back to Dublin in over a decade. So this is big.
Because I remember when she announced the tour that she's on at the moment, and obviously the fact that Belfast was within that, Dublin wasn't, and we were like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I wonder, was she kind of holding this and saying to herself, wait guys, there's something coming?
Can I just say, I had absolute FOMO when everyone was travelling to Belfast this year, but it was on like a Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't a great night now for the all travelling up.
So I'm so happy that she's coming back to Dublin and I can actually go and see her now. It all worked out in the end.
It did.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m, so set your alarm.
Can't wait for that.
Moving along, we have some inside scoop on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's big day.
Go on.
According to the US Sun, the pair are getting hitched next summer, 2026.
All right, about 6 months' time, so.
Like, is Katy Perry going to be performing at it? I wonder. Do you know, summer 2026?
She's getting married in Malahide Castle.
Yeah, you just don't know. We don't know the location yet.
Do you know what? We won't know either. They're going to keep everything so under wraps. But do we know something about it?
Yes, her longtime pals Selena Gomez and Gigi Hadid are set to be the bridesmaids.
Oh, love that. She wasn't a bridesmaid, though, at Selena Gomez's wedding. Have bridesmaids?
So Taylor Swift was there and she actually filmed Selena Gomez. Like, she was sitting next to her, but like, I don't know if she was wearing a bridesmaid dress. I didn't see any bridesmaids.
I didn't see any bridal party now that I think of it.
But she probably still has to like let a few images out, unless she's just never going to, and she's going to keep on to them till the end of time.
Could be doing that.
Well, apparently Tay-Tay wants it to be a fun and memorable for everybody.
Of course.
With parties, trips and time spent together leading up to the big day. It's going to be flat to the mat.
Flat to the mat. Not a day in the 2026 calendar free.
I don't even think I'd be able to keep up. I'd be like, fun, I can't be your bridesmaid. I don't have the time.
I'm exiting the bridal party. It's too much for me.
It's too much. I need a holiday. And then finally, Kim Kardashian is not a liar just yet.
I saw this over the weekend. I was a little bit heartbroken for her, to be honest.
I was as well. I feel like it's like a football game. We're all rooting for her to score a goal.
Yeah, because she was on the Graham Norton show, I think, was it? Not Friday Gone, the Friday before that. Yeah. And she was talking about the exam and waiting for her results and everything. Yeah. She was like, fingers crossed, please, like, say a prayer for me that I'll pass. But
She didn't.
I know. She's literally just like the rest of us. So if you didn't know, she graduated law school in May after 6 years. So she's putting in the work.
Unbelievable. Well done, Kim Kardashian.
She passed her baby bar exam in 2021 after 4 tries. So she didn't give up again.
Wow.
And now, sadly, she confessed she failed her bar exam. So taken to Instagram, she wrote, "Well, I'm not a lawyer yet. I just play a very well-dressed one on TV. Mm-hmm. 6 years into this journey and I'm still all in until I pass the bar. No shortcuts, no giving up, just more studying and even more determination."
Oh, she's focused. She is. She's locking in now. Listen, it's like a driving test. Sometimes you have to give it a few goes. And you'll get there eventually.
She'll get there eventually.
She's put in this much work now. She kind of can't go back on herself. Like, she has to do it.
There's no way you're going to put in 6-7 years and then just go, "Do you know what? I've had enough of this.
Yeah, I can't.
I need a new hobby."
Too much. Go on, Kim Kardashian. We're all rooting for you. Showbiz Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98FM.